Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pooler. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook. You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Greetings. How is everyone this day? I'm sure many of you are very busy out shopping or driving home or thinking about what you're going to have on Thursday, etc. Well, enjoy. And I did want to talk to you a little bit about this coming Wednesday has been acknowledged as Christmas. And as you know, this is a big celebration for Christians around the world. So we've been doing some research here. It's very interesting. Years ago, I looked up the word Christ, and it was defined as light, Christed one, one carrying light, information, acknowledgement. And as you know, everything is changing. And so as we've looked in a couple of dictionaries, we don't see that definition anymore, which I think is quite interesting. But I'm going to talk to you today from that perspective because, again, Christ, the light bearer, the enlightened one. And this is a celebration about what? The knowledge, the enlightenment that this individual brought to the planet. And, of course, you can see how the original intent of naming this individual as a light bearer, light what always carries information, has definitely been spinned, as they call it now. Okay, we don't talk about outright lying or deceptions. We just talk about how a concept is spent. So this has been quite spent, and you don't want to be a part of that. No, you don't, because this is a great opportunity with all of this energy that has been built up around this day that originally was known as a holiday to bring light and enlightenment to self as well as other individuals. You don't want to forsake the opportunity. So join me in just a minute. Our sponsors are going to speak to you, and let's just talk about this capacity to share light, to be also a Christed one, and being able to bring forth new knowledge, greater understanding, wisdom to other people. So I'll be right back after this message, and then let's get busy exchanging and reflecting and shining light on each other. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain. You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, our source is a neuron, and interestingly enough, the neuron does what it does because it has to be what? Stimulated by a frequency of light. What is that frequency known as? Electricity. Isn't that amazing? So not only does the brain translate your thoughts into chemistry, but also the thought in its chemical component is charged by the neuron, okay, with an electrical current to make sure that as it is released into the bloodstream as chemistry, the heart, the lungs, the lymphatic system help to move all of this information in the bloodstream, which eventually becomes part of the lymphatics, which eventually becomes part of the air responding, or respiring in the lungs, as well as all parts of the body, so that every organ system, every tissue knows what you thought, what you are thinking. So each and every one of us is a light bearer, okay, that we are always infusing literally physical light into our tissues as well as the information contained in light to our tissues so that the synchronization between cosmic awareness, which is light carried in the form of literal light through the forces, the frequencies of the electromagnetic spectrum, now literally are minimized to allow all of this vast information from the cosmos to become minimized to the extent that your tissues are able to handle this vast amount of information in its proper proportion, and then based on that information carried through the electromagnetic spectrum, as the brain processes it chemically, the tissues know how to behave. So having this information about yourself and this is how you naturally function, how are you able to exchange knowledge and wisdom with others? And of course, as the cosmos does it with us and every other form, life form, it's through light. So let us think about that. What gifts, surprises, what exchanges are you involved in during this high focus time on Christmas? Light exchange, knowledge exchange, are you participating within? And so this is a good opportunity to ask you, how does the gift of a, quote, necktie or a chronometer on the wrist or on the neck, chronometer being a watch, or clothing, or shoes, or any of this, how is that a direct reflection of the knowledge, the wisdom, the frequency of information? Joy is a frequency, okay? Enthusiasm, a frequency, okay? Motivation, a frequency, as well as just outright facts, also traveling with frequency. How is your gift basically bringing light, information, wisdom to others? And maybe that's something that you really want to focus in being a true Santa Claus. Okay, I look at that as any being that wants to carry to another the frequency of enlightenment, that is bringing light to them to enhance what they know, to expand what they know, to give them new capability of seeing themselves and others in a whole new way. How is your selection this year to be able to exchange wisdom and knowledge and enlightenment to others? I think this is very important because the spin on Christmas has totally taken most people into an opposite direction, 180 degrees away from the enlightening exchange of information, knowledge amongst each other to a whole different attribute of purchasing things, okay, a new way of making coffee, okay, shoes, okay, a type of game of some sort. I mean, it's endless, the things, you know, that are being made available to you to give to another during this time of exchanging the light, knowledge, and wisdom to allow another person to be more of what they are created of, light, wisdom, and knowledge. So important, and we can all come back into this energy field and use this energy field known as the Christmas holiday to make sure that we extend the light to others. Now, here at the university, because this is what we do, we definitely make sure that light is available to you in the form of wisdom and knowledge at all times. So, one of the main two gifts that is so important at this time, and we've talked about that, is one, if you have received our newsletter, if not, you can go to our website here, juys.education, and check it out. Become a subscriber, and most of all, donate. One of our main articles that is presented this month is information on melanin, okay, M-E-L-A-N-I-N. So those of you who are balancing your brain, you automatically know that we've spent over a month looking at the science of melanin. So we've had doctors, research scientists, biologists explaining to us how melanin is so important for our very existence. So we have a few individuals in social media, I see, that have taken upon themselves to share in their venue what they are collecting about melanin. Wonderful. Okay. However, we can never exhaust our knowledge on melanin. Why? Because it is the physical manifestation of the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, you know, unless you know a little bit about quantum physics, you know a little bit about light science, etc., it is incredible to recognize that I can look at a pigment, a color, and I'm looking at a reflection of the entire electromagnetic spectrum. And that color literally allows me to identify what the information is available to me by saturating myself with that color. All colors carry information, vast amounts of information. That also has been quantitized as to specifically what the information is and how that will affect the body relative to what? It's software programs. Because you have to remember that your DNA is what? It is light collected and stored on a protein substrate, as we call a protein base, so that it can be held in quiescence indefinitely until you activate it. Either you consciously or you because you've exposed yourself to an environment that would activate that information that will now be made available to the brain, translated by the brain into its chemical analog so that the tissues of the body can then know what information is available for them to respond to. And this is an awesome thing. And what does melanin do? Yeah, it's limitless what we're finding out about this very complex, multiple, structured, literally entity, chemical. It's amazing. So if you go onto our website, you'll see that melanin in space. And you see the scientists there, they're showing you different vials of melanin, letting you know that it is going to the International Space Station and beyond to see how it responds to what? Deep space. Okay? Now, we already know that melanin is very important for you to have a very comfortable existence on planet Earth. And we know for a fact that life forms that have minimized the production of melanin intrinsically, that means within their system, really have challenges in being able to be in what we call homeostasis or balance with the environment, whether it be sun, water, air, the earth, without adequate amounts of melanin, all of these natural elements of earth do become a challenge. Now, one of the great things that we've discovered is what? Now, check this light out I'm giving you. I'm celebrating Christmas with you. I'm passing light to you, christening you with the light. One of the things that we definitely know about the production of melanin is that, first of all, if you have a physical body, it started from a nidus, which means a compressed composite of melanin. Okay, and from that nidus, all of the DNA was actually scanned, activated appropriately, and this began the development of your body. Now, with the development of your body in the proper environment, okay, has to be 98.6 degrees, has to be in total water, et cetera, insulated, perfused with life-giving substances, indirect infusion from the mother's bloodstream with her serum, et cetera, so that you could draw nutrients so that those cells could grow and take their proper configuration in their early stages of what? Creating the human avatar, the human body. And so with that formation, it can only occur in the presence of melanin. So everybody has to start out from how Dr. Richard King has described the black dot. So it doesn't matter that the end product may be pale in color, what we scientifically refer to as melanin recessive. But you can't become melanin recessive unless you first start out from a melanin dominant life form. A life form has to always be melanin dominant because otherwise it will not be able to survive a 9-month gestation period of pure, adequate, high quality development and formation of a human avatar. So, understanding then that everybody at one point in their life has been fully melanated, that the final expression of those genes now at the time of birth are definitely under the influence of software programs that were activated later on in the development of the species as well as the immediate environment that the cells are responding to. Very, very, very profound. So this is why at the university we recognize that this perception of race based on melanin production is truly a spin on the science of the development of a human avatar. It is definitely incorrect. And so the individual who is very much melanin recessive can become melanin dominant by what? Changing their thinking, because the brain translates all our thoughts into its chemical analog. Now, this is profound. Now, this is what I'm giving you for a Christmas gift. Pay attention. Get the details on the website, okay, where our newsletter is. Just click on that when you go to the tab, the aligned neuron. When you go to our website, JUIS.education. You must spell education out now, not EDU, it's education. And boom, you will basically come into the realization that the brain translates everything, and how you think is what the tissues are going to respond to. If you don't think, the tissues will respond to that also. So if a person decides that they want to change the amount of melanin that they produce so that they can better adapt to an environment that would basically be totally what I call loving or homophilic, that is supporting of the individual, they have to change their thinking if they come unprepared as far as melanin production goes. But by changing their attitude, which is a collection of thoughts, they can reprogram the tissues to begin the production of whatever is needed. Whether it's more adipose tissue or less adipose tissue, more melanin or less melanin, it comes from thinking. So if we just decide then that a present state is how we are and that we were born to be that way forever, oh my gosh, do you understand how disempowering that is? Okay, it's like not reading, okay? Somebody puts these geometric symbols in front of us and tells us if we put these three together, it spells cat, and if we put these four together, it spells down. And it's like, how am I going to ever understand this? But when we decide, we will understand it. And we will basically be able to identify this collection of geometric symbols to be cat wherever we are with this language, and down wherever we are, and we persist on that focus, guess what? The meaning now has genuine usage for us in our everyday lives. And so, therefore, now we are able to interact with and be homogeneous in our relationship with our environment. The cat, we tell it the cat, okay, we call it the cat. The cat will finally respond. Oh, every time I hear those sounds, okay, I'm going to come to you. Okay. Every time I see these D-O-W-N letters, okay, I'm going to move my head and look at the floor or look down. And it becomes relevant. Same thing with you changing your perception about any aspect of the body. Okay, they say that my leg is crooked and, you know, can't do this, that, and the other. But I'm going to change my thinking on the present state of my leg. My leg is straight. Okay, well, somebody will say, no, it's not, it's crooked. My leg is straight. Watch it shift and change. And it will do that. And especially with tactile stimulus, continuous focusing on seeing the leg in your mirror neurons as straight, it will begin to start throbbing. It will begin perhaps even aching, the muscles will change, et cetera, and your leg will straighten. Now, if you do something ingenious, like put two straight lines against the leg on either side and make sure that the leg has no way of removing itself from that support system. We call that scaffolding. In the medical terms, we call that casting. Okay? That leg is going to straighten itself out. But you can't have the scaffolding put onto the crooked leg unless you change your attitude, which then means you're going to change your behavior and help the leg take on the geometric structure that you hold in your mind for that tissue to finally take a new position in space and time and have a new reality with you and the rest of your body, because you did what? You changed your thinking and you were persistent with that. This is so important to understand. And as far as I'm concerned, this is one of the greatest gifts that I can give to you, is to help you understand that attitude, which is thinking, translated by the brain into what a chemical translation or analog is, what the tissues understand. And the tissues will change relative to the new chemistry that you introduce into the bloodstream. Now, don't think about the fact that, wow, that's really strange. You know better. Okay, I see all these commercials on the TV where they're telling you to drink Jack Daniels and Johnny Walker Red and, you know, Pepsi Cola and Sprite and all these other things. Well, if you drank it and nothing happened, how often would you buy it? Okay, right, maybe once or twice and you leave that alone. But now you drink it and what happens? The tissues change their function. You get a whole different response from your body. That's why you drink it, because it has actually caused the brain to create unique neurochemistry that when released into the bloodstream, the tissues of the body have a different function. Don't you understand that? Everything is chemistry when it comes to your tissues. That's why you have to be very clear about how am I altering my tissues when I drink these substances. The only thing that doesn't alter the function of the tissue directly, but accelerates whatever the tissues are doing at the present, is your wonderful universal solvent known as water. That's why you don't want to use anything else to keep the body hydrated and in a state of receptivity to your thinking, other than something that will change the chemistry of your thoughts once it's transmitted by the brain. Is that not amazing? Oh, yes, it is. We got more to talk about, but again, check out the newsletter. That's my gift to you. You can visit us on social media to check it out so that you can receive our Christmas gift. Light, which always bears information for you. Now, we've got a lot of other things going on here that we've put in the newsletter. And after our sponsor speaks to you, I'm going to talk about a few more things if you want to extend a different type gift. So wouldn't that be great? Okay, for all of your people that you really love, you got their email addresses. Send them a copy of the newsletter and wish them happy holidays. That is one of the most profound things that you can do and be blessed for. Wow. Now, they may say, I never heard of this before. What is this that you're sending me? Because they may have a whole expectation of what they may want, and perfume or, you know, shoes or stockings or house shoes, et cetera. But how is that going to enlighten them? It's going to basically take them to a new level of blood quality that could change the quality of their tissues, answers that they've been searching for, okay, that may be found, okay. New horizons for the new things that they can now follow in their life, pursue in their life to give them genuine joy and evolution of what they're here to do, evolve and to grow. So make that a wonderful gift, and this is wonderful for you because this is one gift that is without cost, because there's no such thing as free. So we might as well stop using that term, okay? Without cost as far as finance goes, and that they are given the real gift of light, of knowledge and wisdom. So check it out. You can share this. Send it to your people that you love. You got 1,000 people that you love, but you only pick maybe 10 or 20 that you're going to give a gift to, guess what? You can now send it to all of them, and they all get the light and enjoy. And just make sure that as you send them the notice to go here and get their Christmas gift, that you put it in really bright, wonderful letter that it's from you. They will love you for it. Now, we also want you to recognize that if you then want to invest in sending information, we have two major books that will change your life. We have a whole discourse on melanin that by studying this, you'll change your environment, your relationship with yourself, your food, minerals and vitamins, everything. So every month, regardless of whether you're melanin receptive or melanin dominant, you need to have this information. Now, things, of course, the name of the book is Vitamins and Minerals from A to Z with Ethnoconsciousness. I wrote this quite a while ago, and I just knew that it was going to be a mass seller because everybody has melanin. Who would not want to know about their melanin? Regardless of whether you have peachy pink skin or whether you are navy blue black, why would you not want to know about this wonderful pigment in your tissue? I was shocked that people were like asking me, what is this stuff? What is melanin? And I'm like, are you serious? Did you look at your face? It's beautiful chocolate brown. Look at your skin. It's navy blue black. Look at this wonderful, just very beautiful peachy skin you have as a melanin recessive individual. Wow, such a golden skin color that they have classified as being Asian. All of this is the different hues of melanin. The chemistry melanin changes all the time, which is why our skin color can vacillate very easily. Why would you not want to know that? Because what you see on the outside of your body, guess what? It's also happening on the inside. So vitamins and minerals from A to Z, all mothers should want to have this information so that they can better understand what they see in their children. When their skin starts getting blotchy and white, when it starts getting blotchy with brown spots, black spots, when you basically start seeing risings on the skin, blisters, pimples, etc. But why does it get dark? Why does it get lighter than the rest of the skin? Why does it eventually fade? Well, why does it not fade? All of those things are in here, okay? Hair, eyes, all of them. How do you take care of it? Since I do have melanin, what do I need to be eating? What are the vitamins and minerals I'm responsible for? And how does this pigment respond to my environment? You want to know that. This is a very simple written book on a substance that is necessary for life. And it's extracted out of at least 10 very complex scientific research articles as well as outright books and publications. And I've put them all in the reference, so if you want to dive deep into the science, it's right there. But a lot of people have written me, I can't read these books. And I recognize because they're written in the language of deep science. Okay, chromatography, spectral chromatography here, quantum physics, cellular biology, neurobiology, neuroendocrinology, all of these different topics have been addressed here, okay? And therefore, you don't have to worry about all those words, just 10 and 12 letters long. He's got it all broken down for you. Give that as a gift, but every household should have this book as a reference. Every household, you're a living human being, you have melanin, you got to have it, okay? You couldn't have a human avatar, you should have this. Now, one more thing that's going on. I see that we have cyber attack, okay? Just here in Detroit, just a couple of weeks ago, the whole infrastructure of the government here in Detroit literally had a cyber terrorism attack. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. They shut down the local city government. They came in and dealt with that. Now, they were crippled as far as being able to handle their documents and whatever else, but they were so concerned about the fact, wow, if it spread and it gets to our electrical system, then the lights go out, the water pumps go out. What are we going to do? Okay? So, therefore, ready and able. We wrote this book also years ago for you to be able to be prepared for this. This is for an urban, an intercity environment. What happens if your gas lines go off? What happens if the internet shuts down? What happens basically if your lights are out? How do you handle that in the intercity? You've got a lot of books that help you, you know, survive in the wild here. Okay, but what do I do when I'm in a, you know, 10-floor apartment? How do I handle that? What things do I definitely need to have available in my apartment on the 9th floor here of this high rise? All of that is present and ready and able, and where you can get the resources. Now, we talk about a get-out bag here, that when things get crazy in the inner city, these events happen. Okay, internet goes out, a CME hits the earth, okay, from the sun, et cetera, knocks everything out. What should you have available to you at all times? We call that the get-out bag. So, therefore, you're not stuck on the highway. You definitely are able to help yourself or other people who may be in a grocery store or maybe in some shopping center. And yet still the best they could do is be able to open the elevator doors if they can and get down the stairs. But there's nowhere for them to go. There's no lights, have no water, whatever else. Your get-out bag has all of that. From, it's so funny we laugh about, from a TP to a toilet. And you can order that for yourself here and give that as a gift. Now, that is a wonderful gift, I tell you. So everything is in a backpack. You have your bottles of water. You have your Band-Aid. You have your special matches. You have all of these things, okay, that you can take care of yourself for a minimum of 72 hours. We recommend everybody in their car, you should always have at least a backpack. There are many offices now, FEMA. If you work for FEMA, they started giving out these type of backpacks years ago. Keep this in your car. Keep it in your work closet here, under your desk, in the bottom drawer, et cetera. So the bottom, the place shuts down because of, you know, electrical interference, whatever could happen. You have your water right here, okay? You have your matches. You have everything right here that if you have to stay in this building for 72 hours, you could take care of your bladder needs, et cetera, your water, your hydration, keep yourself energized with your protein bars, everything right there and more. You have your thermal blankets to keep you warm, everything in the get-out bag. And then as complements to that, you get your ready and able manual on how to use the stuff that's in the get-out bag. We recommend that no mother who has to go, or anyone, who has to go and pick up their children from school, deliver them from school, should not have a get-out bag in the car. So many, maybe about 6 years ago, so many children were stranded on the expressways, on the streets. Cars stuck everywhere, and the children had no water. The children had no blankets. Okay, the children basically were not prepared, because the parents were prepared to get them through the fall and temperatures. They had no food, no energy bars or anything. A mother that has a get-out bag, that she has a toilet there, everything to be able to take care of her children. They had to stay in that car for at least 72 hours. So if you're going to be giving gifts here and passing on light, as you say, you are a grown-up Christian, a light-bearing, light-emanating being, because that's what the holy being that this holiday is supposed to be reflecting. It's birthday. Jesus Christ, that's what he was about, disseminating information and opportunities for people to always be prepared and be in alignment with their holy first temple, which is your physical body, your avatar, and then with the planet Earth and everything thereon. So this is no time for playing. All these people that were fires and colds and floods, if they had a get-out bag, that would have basically got them through the first 72 hours and give them the opportunity to make some decisions that they would be responsible for and accepting of after the first 72 hours of the tragedy, the incident, because their basic needs would have been met right in that bag. If you want to do that, then make sure you get your book. Now, of course, for those individuals who are more philosophical, you have people who live in fear of disease. They've already got AIDS, or they've got, you know, shingles and herpes and all these different things, et cetera, dealing with cancers and diabetes. My book, Straight from the Heart, talks a lot about different aspects of how people literally have contributed to their disorders because, again, what? They don't know how the body functions on the mental and emotional level. This is very important. So this is what we have put together. My patients taught me this information. When they have come and shared with me, hoping to get better, what's really been going on in their heart that literally left the deficit, okay, of nutrient deficiencies because of the huge emotional deficiencies of not understanding the importance of self-love and the importance of patience and kindness to themselves first, as well as everything else around them. So it's a great book, and so these are wonderful investments for you if you want to even give more intense knowledge beyond our wonderful newsletter. So be a light bearer, okay? Give knowledge, okay? Give the wisdom to another being, to another family, to another group, where once they come in contact with the light, the information, the wisdom that you've passed on to them, it will transform their life. It's very important. Be a real, what I call a Santa Claus, if you want to be a real Santa Claus, that you are an answer to a person who has lost hope, that you are the answer to an individual who is seeking knowledge and wisdom, you know, not another sweater they're going to have to take back or a purse that they don't really like here, or some, you know, trash when they got, you know, thousands of earrings and whatever else. Give what lasts forever, which is knowledge, and let them be able to extract the wisdom from it. Our sponsors are waving at us. Let's hear what they want to share with you, and I'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
That neuron is awesome, okay? You know, if you've got a beautiful tree on outside of your house, give thanks, because that literally is the architecture of the neurons that's in your brain. That's how they look, okay? But they're micronized, teeny, and their root systems as well as their branches in space come together to translate your thoughts into chemistry that is released into the bloodstream. It's an awesome thing. So, the class schedule for the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living is available to you. It's on our website. It's in the newsletter. And you want to basically take a look at those very important and necessary courses that will allow you to have greater power over the body that you want to reside in. You're going to have to deal with the body. Can't run away from it anymore. This is your first house. This is your best friend. And if you're still not understanding it, okay, if you still think that it's a problem, is it going to get better with that attitude? And the answer is, of course not. So therefore, merge with the first house. You built this, okay? Your mother, with the contribution of your father, allowed you to build this sacred house. Nothing like it. And this house gives you the signature of letting you know that you are the dominant force on this planet, the dominant intellect, the dominant power, the dominant strength on this planet. How are you using that information? And most of you, the way that you see yourselves, the way that you conduct yourself, you don't recognize that you are the power force on this planet. No one else, No other animal can take a 5,000-year-old tree and basically totally demolish it and whittle it down to nothing but planks of wood and then transform it into a totally different structure that you can live in. Only the humans can do this kind of thing, the transformation of mass on this planet. Of course, we have our ants that are builders, our bees, etc. We have our mammals that build, whatever. But nothing like what the human can do. They don't build skyscrapers. You know, they don't build sports arenas, etc. This is what we do. And any one of us has the capacity to do this when we basically befriend our first house with all this information in it, known as the physical body. It is an awesome experience. Now, what's a big problem here that people are missing? Inability to communicate with themselves, big problem, and then with others. And therefore, the inability to communicate with yourself and with other people bring about deficiencies. Because everybody comes with great information and capabilities, and their contribution to you, to a group, et cetera, allows that group to actually evolve. And everybody evolves. It's like everybody gets a slice of the pie of knowledge and wisdom. But how do we communicate when we're in such judgment of each other? Oh, I don't like her because of her head. Oh, I don't like him. Look at the size of his feet. And, oh, you know, he doesn't look like he's too prosperous. Oh, really? He's alive, which means that he's very prosperous. But now when you're talking about prosperity from the point of view of what his bank account or her bank account may be, you are really, really standing at war with the cosmos. You are at war with the cosmos. Did you know that? If you're going around talking about, oh, you got to have a job and, you know, what kind of benefits do you have? And, oh, how many degrees did you acquire? What can you do for me? Oh, my God. Are you boxing with God? Do you not understand that? And they project that kind of confrontation to you in your entertainment, in your sitcom, in your TV series, etc. That people are going around saying, well, if you don't have this and don't look like that and whatever else, that you are nothing. Are they serious? For you to even say that to another God, you are trying to punch the source of all things in the face when you are in the same body? What? You just might as well have taken your fist and punched yourself right between the eyes. That the use of your brain is so distorted, okay, that you cannot see the geometric reflection of yourself. Would you say that to yourself? Because that's who you're talking to. You might as well have punched yourself in both temples and then right in the middle of the bridge of your nose for you to say that. So this is what you're inundated with. This is the toxicity of your environment as to how these truths are being spun so that you turn against yourself when you say these things about others. So how are you going to reverse this? And the way that you can reverse it is look at yourself, okay? How would you like to be treated that way, okay? How would you like for somebody to just look you up and down and then assume that you are a nothing based on the fact that you don't have hair, based on the fact that you have hair, based on the fact that your eyelashes are real long, based on the fact that they're real short? I mean, what kind of foolishness is that? That's where you go. You are truly boxing with the source of your existence because you don't understand that you're saying this about yourself. Don't let these shows and sitcoms and movies entice you and make you believe that you have the right to condemn another geometric image of yourself. You're looking at yourself. Pay attention. Is this what you're saying to yourself? Is this what you think about yourself? Because this is what you're saying to other people. You better understand what you are doing. So how can you eradicate this kind of thinking? Universal principle. You need to understand the laws of the universe. Universal principle. It's very difficult for you to get control of your mind and your thinking and your thoughts that the brain is going to translate for you if you don't know how to think differently. How do you think differently? I think in terms of universal principles. Well, guess what? We have ongoing classes to teach you the laws of the cosmos, universal principles. Now, many of them have been quoted in many other religions, but the stories that are tied to them and all the other drama and using languages that describe places that have never been on a map for over 5,000 years, very difficult for people to really understand how can I use this information right now and today. Okay, how is this information going to really help me understand why my wife and my children or, you know, my parents are behaving the way they are? How can I really understand that? And so people are flocking to these institutions that they call religions to try to get answers, and they come out more perplexed, more confused, because it's not being made distinctly and clearly how the universe works. And us, we are, what are we? We're a miniature universe. Did you understand that? You are a miniature universe. Yes, you are. You've got all the solar system in your body. Every organ represents a planet in our solar system. Did you not know that? How it functions, the chemistry, everything. So you are a miniature solar system. What are the laws, what are the regulations and interactions that allow all of these things in the inside of your avatar to stay functional so that you can stand and walk and talk and run and jump and ride your bike, etc.? Okay, it's really cute that you can run 5 miles, but can you then intelligently describe what happens to an M&M candy, okay, or a fabulous a smoothie that you made once it passes your lips? So people are walking around here, all these big muscles, and they're so great, and, you know, I look so good, et cetera, and you're making all these smoothies, but can you describe what happens to that smoothie once it passes your lips and you swallow it? Do you know the adventure, the actual pathway that that smoothie takes and what happens to it, et cetera? How does it get to the bloodstream? How does it pass through the lymphatic? What does the liver have to do with this? What does the spleen, the gallbladder have to do with this? What happens with my endocrine gland? How is my pineal gland involved in all of this? This is a self-mastered being who has now total mastership over the first temple, their physical body, being themselves their first best friend. So I know how I am able to assimilate an M&M into my body. Did you understand that? That what you put in your intestine, what you put into your body becomes you. Did you really want that to happen? Did you really want to become a Cheeto? Did you really want to become a corn chip? There's nothing wrong with the corn chip or the Cheetos or the potato chips, but now what is that going to do with this huge solar system, this miniature, micronized galaxy that you are? How is that going to affect all these other planets and solar systems that are within you? Have you taken that into consideration? And if you don't know, relative to your purpose, you're going to have problems with your avatar. So, you know, I like banana cream pie and potato pie, sweet potato pie, et cetera. But I have to ask myself, relative to what I want to achieve today, next week, okay, in my entire life, is this pie something that I can basically allow it to become part of me and it not interfere with my plans? Okay, how long is it going to take for this potato pie to be processed by a law of the organ, the solar system, the galaxies in my body, and not interfere with my short-term, long-term plans? And if you're not able to assimilate the outer world into your private, personal world, your physical avatar, you set yourself up at your own hand to defeat your purpose in life and to basically destroy the capacity of your avatar to take you where you say you need to go. This is so profound, but it's necessary for you because this is how an absolute intelligence functions. And so this is the goal for each and every one of us, to acquire at least absolute intelligence of ourselves. Are you doing that? okay? And you have to start just like a little baby, learn how to stand on your feet, get your balance, learn how to take a step, run, hop, skip, jump. Now I can, you know, ride a skateboard and I can ride all these kinds of things because I learned each step thoroughly with confidence and was able to align myself in this act. You got to align yourself with this planet. You got to align yourself with your body so that it will do what you say indefinitely. We've been looking at people over 100 years old jogging. They're running races and everything like that. That should be your basic goal. The people in the gym, if you think about the fact that, oh, this is what I'm going to be doing for the next 70 or 80 years when I'm 100, 99% of them don't. It's almost like they come in there brainless. So they lose, you know, lifting this weight and, you know, kicking up their legs and getting up. For what reason? Because they want a shape, okay? Well, what does that shape do relative to everything else that needs energy and love and attention in your body? How is that affecting your spleen, that weight? These big, you know, deltoids and pectoralis and scapularis and abdominal rectus abdominis muscles. What organs are benefiting from that? What organs are being weakened? How is that going to support you and the brain? What's the balance between these muscle groups and brain usage? This is now time for you to be accountable that you're a whole system, not just a look. You know, so many women want to have large buttocks. Okay, but what does the buttocks do? I've said this in many of my lectures. The buttocks balances the brain. So you want to have a great big buttocks, but you can't barely read. You want to have a great big buttocks, but you basically don't even understand what the eyelashes do on your eyelids. You want to have a great big buttocks, but then you would go and rip the hair from under your arms, not understanding the importance of what that underarm hair does. So you're setting yourself up for some serious problems because you're not bringing the light to all aspects of yourself. I want you to be beautiful. I want you to be incredible. But no beauty is greater than a great mind with a brain that can function, analyze, critique relative to one's purpose, and hold a purpose, hold a focus, and have the tenacity and the continuous communication with the body to make sure that the body doesn't veer from the directions that you've given it. That is an incredible, awesome, illuminous being, and that should never, ever be avoided. I don't care where you start out and what you do, this is your destiny as a living God, and your avatar speaks for itself. So please make this a relevant, and enlightened holiday. Give the light. I love you. Visit us at our website. Give off. Send our newsletter away. Shop with us, etc. And give light and enlightenment by loving who you are, understanding what you are, and all the things that you have available. So take care of yourself and enjoy me in 2020 to start your year and becoming an enlightened being, learning how to operate this incredible, incredible gift, your first temple.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewess. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.